Simon & Schuster Audio presents Life's Work, A Moral Argument for Choice. Written by Dr. Willie Parker with Lisa Miller. Read by Kaz Harlow.
Prologue, The Women. At 6:30 a.m. on procedure day, the abortion clinic waiting room at Reproductive Health Services in Montgomery, Alabama, is as hushed as a church. Inside, beyond the bulletproof doors, the women are waiting for me, occupying every vinyl-covered chair occasionally perched on windowsills. 25, 30, as many as 50 women sometimes. When I pass through the room in my street clothes, the uniform of sweats, baseball cap, and prescription shades that allows me to hide in plain sight, most of them won't even look up, but occasionally a woman will have heard of me, the nice black doctor at this clinic, and she'll meet my eyes and smile. She may believe that I'm going to get her through this, whatever this means to her, and hope that by making contact with a glance that she will show me that she's an individual with a story and reasons and dreams of her own. I am here in this crowded abortion clinic in Alabama or Mississippi or Georgia, where I also work, to provide abortions for women because they say they need them. I am a Christian, raised in churches right here in the South, in Birmingham, an hour-plus drive from Montgomery. In the black churches of my childhood, an unplanned pregnancy was reason enough for a public shaming or even expulsion from church ministry. A girl who became accidentally pregnant might be forced to stand up before the congregation on a Sunday morning and beg forgiveness for her sins, while the equally sexually curious boy who helped get her pregnant sat with his brothers and sisters in Christ in judgment of her. Unbeknownst to me, the women in the churches of my youth must have sometimes had abortions. Of course they did, legally or illegally, but no one ever spoke of them. This was the Christianity I grew up in, and it has taken me decades of emotional, spiritual, and intellectual wrestling with my conscience and with my world to get to the place where I am now. I remain a follower of Jesus, and I believe that as an abortion provider, I am doing God's work. I am protecting women's rights, their human right to decide their futures for themselves and to live their lives as they see fit. Today, as I write this, access to safe and compassionate abortion care is under unprecedented threat, most often from people who call themselves Christians. What I do is unfathomable.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?